Is the VOA Special English Agriculture Report. California produces about 75% of the spinach grown in the United States. State officials estimated the full value of the California crop last year at almost $260 million. Now, growers are concerned that the rest of this year's crop may be lost because of an outbreak of E. coli 0157H7. Since last month, bacterial infections from fresh spinach have sickened more than 170 people in half of the 50 states. One death was confirmed as related. Two others were suspected. On September 14th, federal officials warned Americans not to eat spinach sold in bags. Later, the warning expanded to all fresh spinach. The Food and Drug Administration says the spinach in the outbreak was grown in three California counties. They are Monterey, San Benito, and Santa Clara. Officials say the outbreak is not connected to other produce grown in these three counties in the Salinas Valley. And they say spinach grown in other areas of the United States is safe to eat. Frozen or canned spinach has not been linked to the outbreak either. Experts say E. coli in spinach can be killed by cooking at 71 degrees Celsius for 15 seconds. E. coli 0157H7 has been found in the intestines of healthy cattle, deer, goats, and sheep. The organism produces a strong poison in humans. It can result in kidney failure and death. Officials say more of these infections in the United States have been caused by eating undercooked ground beef than by any other food. But last November, the Food and Drug Administration restated concerns about continuing E. coli outbreaks in leafy greens. The FDA noted 18 outbreaks involving fresh or fresh-cut lettuce, and one involving fresh-cut spinach since 1995. Those outbreaks resulted in more than 400 reported cases of sickness and two deaths. Investigators found that at least 8 of the outbreaks involved greens from the Salinas Valley. Officials say the current outbreak might have been caused by water polluted with waste from cattle, or it might have been caused by wildlife in the fields or by infected workers. Experience suggests that investigators might never find the exact cause. Last week, the Western Growers Association announced it is developing a new food safety plan. The plan will include measures such as improved water and soil testing. And that's the VOA Special English Agriculture Report, written by Mario Ritter. I'm Jim Tedder.